Lawmakers and the State House representatives voted by a nearly two-thirds margin last night to open up parks in Nashville and other cities to guns. The move set up a potential confrontation with Governor Bill Haslam, right as the state prepares to play host to tens of thousands of gun owners. Huntington Senator John Stevens says it's primarily about safety.
No question our, people should feel safe going to their parks, but there are also bad people out there.
It's also about uniformity, say Guns and Parks supporters. Since 2009, local governments have been free to keep out guns if they choose. Gun rights advocates say that's too confusing. Some Tennessee cities allow guns in their parks, but others, like Nashville, don't. Activists have convinced state lawmakers, who are on track to send Guns and Parks legislation to Governor Haslam this week. He's against the idea, but the bill would arrive on his desk just before an estimated 80,000 firearms enthusiasts arrive in Nashville for the NRA's annual convention. The governor has the power to veto the measure, but another Guns and Parks opponent, House Speaker Beth Harwell, thinks it's unlikely he will.
I wouldn't recommend it, no.
She says the overwhelming support for Guns and Parks means a veto by Haslam would be easily overridden. The Senate takes Guns and Parks up on Wednesday for what's likely to be the final vote. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.